Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me, break it down, spell it out, spell it out for me. Talk to me, break it down, spell it out, spell it out for me.
Here you go, jack it down, turn off, remote control, and there you go. Do you go? Your eyes are closed. I'd like to know how I stopped next to you, because the city's so blue and pray nothing's broke. Baby, I don't want to see us burn down and go up in smoke. No, 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 no.
Hello, this is Intimate Conversations with Janine, and I'm glad that you've tuned in. If you have tuned in, I'm waiting on my co-host to call in. He's having some technical difficulties calling in, so I am going to play a little bit more of this music, waiting on him to dial in. So just be patient, and I'll get this conversation started as soon as I can.
Talk to me. Break it down, spell it out, spell it out for me. Talk to me, break it down.
Waiting on Desi to log in. I'm trying to learn this switchboard and still waiting on him to call in. Desi, if you're listening, you can try the call-in number at 347-838-935. Hopefully that will get you in. Tonight's topic is going to be about emotional immaturity. That's one of the things that is very passionate to me, is just helping people grow, whether it be emotionally, whether it be intellectually or spiritually. I am on that upward path of growing and developing and helping people, you know, realize their best self. So with that being said, one of those things we deal with, because we are interacting with other people, and especially in relationships, we have relationships with people. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship you have with other people. It can be a business relationship. It can be a friendship. It can be a romantic relationship. It doesn't really matter. But we all run into difficulty and issues if that person is emotionally immature. And so it's kind of hard to, you know, to kind of relate to people who don't know how to emotionally relate or communicate what they're feeling, or to respond, how to respond. And one of the biggest signs that we deal with is in emotional immaturity is that we revert back to being kids. We use, you know, childish tactics, tantrums, manipulation, control. All of those things that we use that are signs, or a couple of the signs of emotional immaturity. And We want to talk about, if I can get Desi on the line, we are going to talk about it, or maybe I am going to have to cancel and work out some of these bugs in the studio. I am just going to have to cancel and start next Monday. So I do apologize if you are listening for the technicalities that I am having with this switchboard. Hopefully I could get these things worked out by next week, and so we should not have any more issues. So just stay posted, and maybe we'll try this maybe tomorrow night to make up for it. I don't know. But in any case, I'll make my formal apology on my Intimate Conversations Facebook page. Have a good night. Okay, let's see if we can work these bugs out here and at least record something so we can go back and listen to it and make sure it's recording properly. Let's play another song. Okay, great. So that worked for you. The host number did not work for you, huh?
Nope, I couldn't get in through. I couldn't get in using the host number. I was able to dial. Okay. I was able to dial in, but the PIN number, both PIN numbers that I had sent, the PIN numbers didn't match.
Okay, I gave you the last. The last one I gave you was correct, but if it didn't let you, it may only take one host. With 30 minutes. If it was an hour, it would probably take two. So
okay.
It's only allowing. So here's my guest. Say hello, Desi.
Hello.
My co-host. And I have no idea if there's anyone listening. I was trying to. Are you interacting with Facebook right now or no?
I am not, but I can. Actually, I plan to. Yeah, I plan to get in here and interact right now.
Okay, we have about 20 minutes. Did you by chance get an opportunity to look at that article? And I'm going to make that article that I read available on Facebook after the show so I can at least post the link so they can access the link as well as the recording of tonight's show, which is probably only going to be about 10 minutes. We only have maybe 13 minutes left. But basically, did you get a chance to look at it?
I did get a chance to look at it, and I took some notes on it, actually, just kind of briefly. But I unfortunately don't have my notes in front of me because of a situation that we have at work, and I'm still here, actually. Don't have the notes, and they're in my office. So I did have a couple good points that I wanted to kind of touch on.
Okay. Okay, well, one of the things I had started talking about, I guess, I don't know if it'll capture the entire recording, but one of the things that I talked about is that one of the biggest reasons why people kind of don't know if they are emotionally immature is because they don't have any intimate relationships. They have very casual, superficial relationships, and that might be the reason why, because they're immature. But a lot of times you don't even know unless somebody else is challenging your behavior or your thoughts or your ideas. And so it makes it really difficult to interact with people who are immature because you're I guess your expectations, you're expecting them to behave maturely.
Mm-hmm.
So what has been the hardest thing about the people, if you've ran into any emotionally immature, you had talked about on Facebook, you had said asking your opinion and then get mad about it when, you know, once you give it.
Once you give it to them. Yeah, that has really been the biggest. I think that's been probably my biggest in terms of experience. Like, that's my biggest one. But also another thing is that oftentimes you have two people who are emotionally immature and they don't know it. So sometimes people just don't know, their expectation of someone else in terms of emotional immaturity when in retrospect they don't really know that they're emotionally immature themselves. So it's kind of the blind leading the blind, if you will. So that has been another one of the things that has been truly a pet peeve of mine and an experience of mine, because I've had friends tell me, you know, this person is so immature, this person is emotionally unstable, and it's like, so are you. so it's just a matter of really trying to understand, get a clear understanding of what emotional maturity, understanding what that is and what it entails before you pass judgment. So, you know, I think people just really don't understand.
Well, you know, I know we're going to have to save the meat of it for, we'll probably redo this probably next Monday, but I think I was trying to tell you about a situation that I had with a used-to-be friend. We were trying to establish a friendship, and I guess the person, I assume they got mad at me because they never talked to me again, but they never asked me for an explanation. They never asked me for an explanation of why I had a problem with them. And a lot of times when you're getting to know people, when I'm getting to know people, it's not necessarily based on what other people say, unless 10 people are saying the same thing. You know, if ten people are saying the same thing, that you're emotionally immature and you're not listening, you might need to listen. If lots of people tell you, and then if no one is telling you, whether or not, maybe you need to ask, and then you maybe need to be prepared to have the answers to those questions. And so one of the things I was thinking about is one of the signs that makes someone, you know, a telltale sign is that they blame everybody else for what's going wrong, and they never take responsibility for their part, or, you know, it's everybody else. Do you find that happening a lot? Do you know people who blame other people?
Yeah.
For their
problem? I mean, there's always, you know, I call them the blame placers. There's always those people who, no matter what the situation is, they're going to blame people. And I know a lot of people. And it's like, before you blame somebody else for, you know, what may not be going right, or for what, you know, what situations you may have, take a look at the role that you played in that, and what is it that you can do to change that. So my thing is, versus blaming everybody for, you know, something not going right, take a look at the situation and see how you can fix it, or how you can adjust it, or what you could have done, or what you can do different. And, you know, I know a lot of people that are like that, and it really... really bugs me. It bugs me to no end, because it's like people, they don't really want answers to the solution. They just want to pass blame.
Right. That is most certainly have been my experience with a few people. It's kind of, I don't know, self-defeating. It's kind of like, you know, you want to be in a relationship, yet you don't want to change.
It's twofold, I think it's, you want to be in a relationship and you don't want to change, but it's, you know, the people that you've been in a relationship with in the past, I think, just have allowed that. You know, it's kind of like you were saying, people don't really push you. They don't really challenge you. They don't push you to think or think outside the box, or they don't push you to get your creative. Yeah, I always like to say, You know, you got to get the creative juices flowing. You know, I like to stir up dialect and dialogue, get your brain, you know, firing on all cylinders. Some people just don't push you to that point. So, you know, and they don't require that.
Right. You know, and it's not so much, it's in any relationship. It's not just a romantic relationship. It could be a working relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be a sister, brother, friend, coworker. I think one of the things, if you're listening, if anyone's listening, and hopefully you go, you know, we'll have some people that will go back and listen to the recording, is that all of your relationships, if all of your relationships are short-lived, then that's probably a sign that you are emotionally immature. If you don't have any lasting long-term relationships, then it probably means that's one of the signs that you may be emotionally immature. And it's like people come and people go, people come and people go, and you may use this excuse, you may use that as an excuse to say, oh, people come, people go. Yeah, people do come, people do go, but the whole purpose, would you say, the purpose of having a relationship with somebody, whatever the relationship is to grow you as a person.
Exactly.
That is the purpose of every relationship.
Yep, no matter what the relationship is.
No matter what the relationship, your family challenge you, your friends should challenge you, people on your job challenge you, and they're all challenging you or are putting you in a certain environment or situation that's supposed to be purpose used to grow you into being maybe a better worker, a better coworker, or a better sister, or better friend, or better spouse, or whatever it may be. And, you know, I can look at my personal, you know, I've had some short-term relationships with some immature people, very short, because, you know, it just can't go anywhere. But then I've also had some long-term relationships with, you know, with friends, with family, of course. So what would you, I guess we know the first thing to really help people kind of, you know, in a nutshell, it's kind of, you know, we have a couple of minutes left. I mean, what would you say to people that may, I know that last issue we talked about is all of your relationships are short-lived, and I know that there will be some people that will listen and hear that, and they will take a look at their life, and they will look and see that, you know, this person came and they left, they got mad, I fell out with this person, and I fell out with that person, and my baby mama, me and her don't get along, I don't get along with my mama, I don't get along with my sisters, my first wife divorced me, my second wife slit my throat, or whatever, you know. what advice, you know, whether that's a female or a male, I mean, because, you know, even there are some females that may even listen to the recording, and they may see themselves going from relationship to relationship, or they might say, well, I don't have any female friends, they're all out to get me, or they all jealous, or what would you say to that?
I would say take a real good look at yourself, look deep down inside, do some soul searching, and be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. I mean, is it that you have a bad attitude? Is it that you're very judgmental? You know, the first part of the process as it relates to being mature, or the first sign of maturity, is being able to accept responsibility. So, you know, look at yourself and look deep down inside and say, you know what role did I play in that? Accept the responsibility, understand it, change it, and then move forward. That's what I would say.
That's good. So with our 2 minutes left, I would like to, if you are listening to this by recording, you know, stay tuned, stay connected with Intimate Conversations with Janine and Desi. We will do a better job. We promise, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we will. We had technical difficulties.
Had some technical difficulties, but we're working it out. And we encourage you to listen again next week, and we will have another conversation for you. So cue this music, and we're going to sign off.
Hoodoo.
Have a great evening.
Talk to me. Break it down. Spell it out. Spell it out for me. Talk to me. Break it down. Spell it out. Spell it out for me.
Off, and there I sit alone.